This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oak. O-A-K. Oak. Text OAK to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. 12K a day. Message and data rates apply. It's not going to matter to you if you want $1,000. Why not try? 72881 is the text number. OAK is this hour's code word. Text it right now. Do it! Already.
That number she gave you is the contest line.
Right.
That's where you text OAK. 800-400-3697 is where you can text us to comment, contribute, send pictures like this one. I was the Lego kid growing up. By 21, I had over 300 pounds of Legos. Lost all of them in a storage incident, but started growing the collection back when I had kids. It's a lot harder now due to the cost, but still worth it. Built this one with my son last night. Freestyle. No instructions.
Oh.
It's a semi.
Oh, boy. They really put a little big rig together.
It is so cool.
That's really neat.
Dang, that's great.
Well, the thing is, you know, these kids have to come with just the right amount of wheels and the little, you know, it's got like the exhaust pipes coming out the side and the big rig lights, and that's crazy.
It's neat.
Yeah, that's neat.
Like it. Good morning, Alice fam. My grandma, now gone, told me it's been so long since I've had sex, I forgot. And then they say some stuff that I can't read because I think that's an action.
Yeah.
Right. Nothing can go in
grandma,
or out of anywhere.
You horn dog.
Yeah, grandma. Turn her on to The Secret Show. She'll probably like it.
She's gone now. She's
dead.
Well, so listen in in remembrance of her.
415 says, late to the party, but did Human say Mr. Bungle changed his life? Humans never listen to Mr. Bungle.
Who's Mr. Bungle?
It's a band.
Yeah, I don't know them.
I don't remember Mr. Bungle coming up today.
It hasn't at all. I don't know why.
Was that a Brad one?
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
Mr. Bungle is the guy from Faith No More, Mike Patton.
Oh.
And they're great, but they're not for everybody. Mm. Not even close. For anybody, really. I like them, but
Mr. Bungle.
You wouldn't. let's see here. Here's one. Oh, darn it. Vinny, you could formally ask her for a dad date so she still gets the whole excitement of getting dressed up while still keeping the dance a secret. Flowers, ringing the doorbell to pick her up.
Oh.
It's so important for how she should be treated. Have a blast.
Yeah.
When my dad used to take me out on dates, it wasn't like this. He was always very polite.
We're going to have a great time. I'm not going to overdo it, though. I think maybe down the line as she gets older, that'll be... But she's 5. We're going to have a great time. I understand the whole...
Father-daughter
dance. I also realize what you're saying, except you can't tell this girl anything. She makes her mom crazy. Mm-hmm. And her mom's nice and has a lot of patience. And I've seen her mom get like, if you say that again... Like, really, to the point where it's like, whoa, I think she means business. Maybe dad should get you out of here for a little while.
Take the child away.
That's
now.
Really, it's
That's cutting it close. Let's go. See you later, Mom.
Mom's going to kill both of us.
Yeah. Hey, me, Vinny, for not getting you out of here.
This one just came in. 510 says, hey, I'm going to the Super Bowl. I won't be spending much money at all, thanks to you, Alice, and the Pepsi halftime trivia last week. Thank you.
Oh.
All right.
Yay. They know they didn't get tickets to the game, right? They're going to all the parties.
Well, they're going to party on.
Okay.
I don't know what
I just don't want them to think they're getting, you know.
I want to believe our promotions department explained that to them in detail.
Sure they did, right?
And in triplicate.
Said he's going to the Super Bowl. And I mean, maybe they are going to find some tickets. You know, they say, wait till the last 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
When people have any left, they're desperate to get any.
Your Johns are going, aren't they?
I would say there's a chance. I don't really know if there's a big chance he can go. I think that'd be great.
They should go.
There's totally a chance.
Why wouldn't they go?
I don't know. Jobs, life. I don't know why. I really don't know why they wouldn't go.
Right.
No one here is saying they can't.
Right. Men, there's no projects on at the moment, are there?
No.
He's in between gigs. Mm-hmm. It's time.
Yeah. Oh, he's so excited, too. It's so funny. Like, all I have to do is, you know, he'll be just going around the house doing whatever, and I'm like, the Pats are in the Super Bowl. And he's like, oh, gets excited. He wants a hug. Oh, yeah.
This one comes in from 209. It says, men who have fathered children through rape for sure have been given parental rights through the courts.
Oh, that
I've seen TV
me.
Specials about
sickens
it.
Sickens me.
Horrible. 510 says, did the facility not notice the woman's stomach growing? They did not. They did not notice that.
Yeah, that's the very odd part.
They didn't notice that.
That is odd. Is she heavy to begin with? Is that possible?
I've not seen any pictures. I've seen pictures of him.
It seems impossible that she could be heavy, considering the fact that she's been in a vegetative state for most of her life.
Is she getting intravenous?
Right. Well, yeah, she's not eating.
So she lays in a bed? Is that the case? Because it sounded like she actually had responses to music and that she... Well, I mean,
like
I don't know if she's ambulatory.
Up, goes to sleep. She can move her eyes. They can. I don't know about her, but sometimes people in this state can recognize sounds.
Right.
But can't speak.
Oh, it's just awful.
At least they caught the guy. And that's why I hadn't reported the story because I was hoping once they started the DNA tests, we'd have a conclusion. Mm-hmm. And we do. Someone's been caught and.
Or at least fingered. Did you say that they've been picked up?
I believe they got the guy. Okay. Yes.
He's arrested. Yes.
Oh, he's been arrested.
Thank goodness.
There are seven states where the rapist can actually fight for the custody.
That's what someone texted.
That is sickening.
Do you know the states?
I do.
Is Arizona one of them?
Arizona is not. It's New Mexico, Wyoming, North Dakota, Minnesota, Mississippi, Alabama, and Maryland. Mm.
That's sickening. To think that someone could rape you, you would carry a child of theirs to term, and that they would now the rapist is in your life. And what a wonderful father figure, a rapist. Sometimes I'm so confused by people. It's none of my business. I'm gonna try and think about something else.
415 says, I moved to California in 1978 and stopped to visit my cousin in Pennsylvania on the way. I'd been listening to Jackson Browne and Joan Armatrading, and then he played for me Van Halen. That was all. I listened to the rest of the... that was all I listened to the rest of the way driving to California, and that was the game changer for me. Van Halen won, for sure.
It sounded like nothing else.
Rock music as we knew it.
Is that the year it came out?
78, sounds about right. Mm. But that record and his guitar playing changed everything.
Everyone went, what now?
How is he making those sounds with his guitar? And if you've never heard the stories... Eddie often in the early Van Halen shows played with his back to the audience when he was doing stuff so that they wouldn't be able to see how he was making those sounds.
Right, because he does the hammer on and he plays the fretboard like a keyboard sometimes, and it is a very unique thing.
People to copy him?
Right, right.
Because he had discovered this unique, I'm sure he wasn't the first person to ever do that hammer on keyboard sounding thing, but. He was the first one to do it in rock music, for sure, and to make that, you know, like, it's beautiful. Like, Eruption is a lot. There's a lot of the, you know, that.
Yeah.
He's hammering his fingers and playing and hammering on his fingers instead of picking the strings. It's amazing. That's just regular. That's all just drumming onto the keyboard, onto the fretboard.
So amazing.
It's pretty badass.
No one had ever heard anything like it. And so he would turn his back. Yeah. He didn't want anyone seeing how he was doing it.
There's a Spanish movie by Almodovar. Human, you know him.
Yeah.
You do? Say it then.
I have to see it spelled out.
What?
Almodovar.
Called Talk to Her. And that is basically the same story as The Hospital.
Oh, no.
Well, that's worse.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. Sarah reported the story. It's like...
I have no recollection of that.
It's Antonio Banderas.
It's pretty horrific.
He was raping a coma victim?
He was raping somebody that raped somebody that mattered to him.
Oh.
He was getting revenge. It's a revenge rape story.
Oh.
But there's like a sex change.
Almodovar. I knew it.
Almodovar.
I knew I had it right.
You did.
442 says, my son does the same as Isla. Dresses in heels and makeup and vogues in front of the mirror. I let him do it.
Yeah, my kids too. That's
Dad
so
doesn't
funny.
Love it though.
My kids used to have every princess dress. Oh, fun. Good times.
I think that's super normal.
Mm. Yeah, it's I was actually really proud when my youngest son was in kindergarten, he was like, I'm being Princess Leia for Halloween. I don't care what anyone says, that's who I want to be. And that's who he was. No one even, he's in kindergarten. Who's going to say anything? Kid want to be Princess Leia. Yeah. All right.
I can hear and see the regret growing in Vinny mentioning this dance to all of y'all.
No, stop it. He mentioned it because he knew this was going to happen.
No.
Please, don't be silly.
I had no idea.
Oh my God, stop it.
Sharks would never stop feeding
on
my carcass.
We're always here in the water.
God.
You see us circling.
You're letting me relive what an amazing time I had with my dad at every one of those dances.
Yes.
It was great.
You're also allowing us to be creative. We get to be like creative directors. We get to imagine.
We're using our imaginations, Vinny.
And we're rooting you on.
Yeah.
We're not feeding on a carcass. We're cheering you on. Yep.
We're holding you up out of
the water
to rescue you from the sharks.
You're about to walk up to the Super Bowl, and we're all going, Vinny!
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 So when you suggested a cane and a monocle.
I didn't say monocle. Vinny,
I said monocle.
I'm into the pimp cane.
I was just trying to get in on it.
A pimp cane at a father-daughter dance with a five-year-old.
Yeah, and a zoot suit and one of those big flamboyant hats.
I think there's a secret competition between the fathers to see who's the best dressed.
Yep. And I bet you're going to get schooled at this dance.
The secret competition. And win.
here we come, Vinny. 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 Vinny.
510 says.
Vinny. 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 Vinny.
Oh, look. We're all out of text. Thanks, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, I think there's an episode of Celebrity Big Brother tonight.
I think you're
tonight
right.
Tonight and Friday and then Sunday and then a bunch of days next week. Oh,
right, my God.
You guys.
I heard some. I didn't give it to you, but there was some. Oh, and there was some texters, too. So don't, if you read it, don't tell her about what they saw on the.
Oh, on the live feeds.
Yeah, on the live.
Oh, please, right.
Please, you guys, please don't write
up
that stuff.
I didn't.
No, not you. I'm talking to our texters. Like, you know, just hold it.
Well, they're just trying to let us know.
I know.
We're keeping it from you, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But you got to keep it from Vinny, too, and he'll often see that. Do you try and black it and redact
I saw
his
it.
Pages? Oh, no.
I already saw it.
There was
darn it.
Few things, so I printed out the story and read more about it.
All right. Well,
but
I guess we'll
go home and watch the second one from last night.
We'll know about it by tomorrow anyway. Mm-hmm. So, because I think the first live eviction is on Friday. Anyway, it's not too late to join us. It's only a 2.5 week run. Jump in with us. You'll enjoy us talking about it incessantly so much more.
and like I really believe that after a couple episodes, these people, they put their shtick away and they start to just live. Like it becomes too monotonous to keep that nonsense up. Mm-hmm. And they drop their guard a little, and then you start to get to, then it gets good.
Yeah.
You know, but they all, even the regular non-celebrities, come in with some shtick.
Right.
Like Swaggy C
and
his nonsense.
It takes a while for them to be, to get comfortable enough and to start to really make connections with other people and to realize you can't tell the same joke to the same group of people that many times.
Right, you're trapped with them.
Yeah. Unless you have a radio show.
You live here.
Right. What was up with Tamar shoving those grapes in her mouth?
She was trying not to talk about, I thought that she was just trying not to comment on the...
To me, it was
the,
like, she, you know, you're eating popcorn and someone's spilling the tea, and you're just like,
spilling the tea.
Right.
Oh my God, keep going.
Yeah,
that's what it
funny.
Seemed like to me, but who knows.
Yeah. I think that was Tom Green's one funny moment. He made some comment about the grapes.
How the grapes.
Tom, look, Tom's another one. I really like him, but he needs to drop the shtick, too.
Oh. Just that look on his face when he's talking. He just constantly brings up his one ball that's gone. That's all he's got.
Well.
I guess maybe that would be a significant
event it would be,
in your life.
You know.
But now everyone knows about it. Let's move on to the next thing. Unless someone asks you a direct question about your missing ball.
and then
feel free to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I guess Power of Veto happens tonight.
Stay tuned to these Alice airwaves, though, for Jane. She's coming up. Is Lexi in too?
Lexi is
today?
In. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, Jane has tickets for Maren Morris at the Masonic, which is a great place to see a show. So that's 4:35. We'll see you. It'll already be today's hump day. I don't think I said hump day one time.
Oh, Bryn played it. I heard hump day.
Hump
it
day.
Made me realize it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those parts where you got super dirty and I played hump day.
You have been filthy today.
Oh, yeah. So you know me. I'm always just right in the gutter.
Right.
Alone. Yep.
Okay, time to get out of here. Bye, everyone. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.